The last few weeks, we've been discussing, Yishmael and Esav, Lavan, and tonight I want to discuss Rachel and Leah. We have to understand what is Rachel and Leah, why do we need Rachel and Leah, why can't Yaakov just have one wife and have all the Shvatim from one wife. So we need to really go into the sugya very deep to understand it. We're going to understand it in two thought systems, and then we're going to see if we're going to put it all together. So let's start. We have a very famous pasuk in Yirmiyah, a very famous pasuk. And pasuk starts, pasuk tezbov. Well, it starts really in Yodalad, Koyam HaShem, Kol Baram Anishma, Nehi Bechis Amruim, Rachel Mavaka Baneha. So Rachel is the one who is Mavaka. Rachel is the one who is seeking and taking, crying on the so their children. Ma'ana Linochem al Baneha Kiainenu, because they're not there. Koyam HaShem, and HaShem answers. Hold off from crying. Then you will return. There is hope for the end. Very famous piece in Nevuah. Now Rachel is the one. Now why Rachel is there, that we need to understand also. Why is Rachel the one that's not buried in Maris HaMachpelah? That also needs to be understood, Belinada. But we need to understand why is it Rachel is the one who's Mavakir. Leah doesn't worry. Why is it Rachel here? Let's go a little further. A very, very interesting Medrash. Medrash says, Medrash in Eicha, Ba'isa Shah, when they were there and it came time and the Golis is there, so what happens? Everyone speaks up. Avram speaks up, Yitzchak speaks up, Yaakov speaks up, Moshe speaks. They all talk up, but nothing's moving, Hashem. Medrash says, Ba'isa Shah, Kofza Rochlimeinu. Rochlimeinu jumps. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'amru Rabbein Hashem Golu Lifanecha, you know She Yaakov Avdecha Avoni Avas Yisera. You know that Yaakov loved me a very special love. Va'ovad Bishvili La'avoni worked Sheva Shonim for 7 years. U'kishe'elimo Isai Sheva Shonim V'gizman Nesuai. And it came time for the marriage. Levali Yoat Ovi Lach Lifeni Levali Bishvilachosi. He's going to switch around my husband to my sister. It was very difficult. I heard what he wants to do. Vaidati Levali, I let my husband know. Umasuli Simon Shiakibi, she gave me Simonim. Ubein Achosi. So that my father can't switch me around. I felt bad. And I held back my desires. And I had mercy on my sister. She shouldn't be embarrassed. They switched my husband for me. My sister, Mosati Lachosi Kola Simonim, and I gave her all the signs, Shemosati Labali, Kedei She Sovar She Rachel. The Lord, look at the Medrash. Not only that, El Nechtasdi Kat Tachas Amita, I was under the bed, She Yeshokhevim Achosi, Vayimedabi Ma Vishel Sekis. She didn't say a word, my sister. Vani Mishifto, and I answered him. I'll call Dover Vidova. Kedei Shalo Yakir Lakol Achosi. Because I should, that they shouldn't recognize it. V'gamalti chesed ima v'lo konisi ba. I didn't have revenge. V'lo hitzesi l'cherpa. Umani, who am I? Shani bos v'dom af of eifer. Loi konisi l'tzari shali. V'lo hitzesi l'busha l'cherpa. V'yato yu melechai v'kayom. Rachamon, you're the biggest one of Rachman. Why are you so worried about the Jews worshipping Avodis Kechavim Shein Bo Mamish? V'glisi Belnai, and you put my children into Golas. V'nergu B'chora V'yosa Evin Bo Mritzenai. Why? I did even more than you. Miad Nizgagulu Rachmav Shalkarish Borchu V'oma B'shvilech Rochel Ani Magzir Es Yisrael L'makaymam. I'm going to bring them back because of you, Rachel. Adol Ksiv, and that's what it says. Koyam Hashem, Kol Barom Anishma, Nihi Bechis Amrumim, Rachel Mavaka Boneo, Manoli Nochma Boneo Keneinu. And it says, Koyam Hashem, Mini Mekolech Mibechi, Beinayach Medima, Keishoch Lepil Pulotzech. And it says, Yesh Tikvalach Lisech Nuhum Hashem, Veshavu Bonim Hagvu. So therefore, we see very clearly in this Medrash that Rachel is the one that speaks up. And Rachel is the one who speaks to the Rabbeinu Shalom in a very strong manner. Rachel speaks up. Now we have to see, is that a definition in Rachel? Or that just is an occurrence of Rachel? We need to define. In the next page, we have from the Gra in Nach. And we have to work to understand these words. The Gra says, Chizku v'al yirpu eschem ki yesh schar l'pul eschem. Hu al da b'dara pa kosev, it's based on the posik in Yirmiyah that we just saw, koim ha-Hashem and ikolich mibachi v'inayich midima, ki yesh schar l'esecha l'pul eschem. V'ahaynu, now please let's watch. Ki shtayim osa imenu Rachel. Rachel did two things. Ha'achas mevaka b'neho. Kederach shebochu avos olam. She cried, "Ve'eshenis ta'asekus dima es mizbech Hashem l'chapora al chatei b'neo b'ta'anosa." And the second thing, she covers over the wrongdoings of her children with her claim. Va'ani lo kanisi l'tzara sheli. As we saw in the Medrash, I didn't talk up. And this is that medrash that we just saw. Now please watch. Hold off from crying over your children. Ki yesh sechar lipulaseich. There's reward. What's the reward? Al yedei Mashiach ben Yosef. Now we have to understand what's the connection. But through Mashiach ben Yosef is the connection. The einayich midimela. Watch, it's even more difficult. Hainu al tanosa shemosu asimonim lelaya. Al zeh, for that which you gave over, yesh tikva l'achrisecha. How? Al yedei Mashiach ben David, the ka'osi mileya, the shavu banim l'gvula. So wait a second, he tells Rachel, there's two things you're going to get. For you, that which you worried about your children, for that there's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, whatever that's going to do. And that which you gave the simanim to Leah, don't worry. Because from Leah will be Mashiach ben David. Now number one is, what does that have to do with Rachel? How does Rachel play a role with Mashiach ben David? David's from Leah, from Yehuda. And what is that going to do? And what is that? That's the schar you're giving Rachel. That is going to be Mashiach ben David from Leah. What is happening? What is the Gra teaching us here? So this is what we need to work on. Let's start. Pasuk tells us in Balak, Ki meirosh tsurim er'enu. From the rosh, from the head, from the tops of tsurim. And Sur is a rocks from the mountains Erenu. Umi Givoos, and from the valleys, Umi Givoos Asherenu. Your praise. Hey, Mom Levodud Yishkun, you live with by a nation, Ubagoyim Lo Yais Chasho. By the way, there's a beautiful word from the Kotzke. Kotzke says an unbelievable pshat in that pasuk. The pashut is, hey, Nom Levodud Yishkun, you are a nation that lives alone. Uvagoyim, and by nations, Lo Yischashev, you're not important. The Kotzke said, we have to change it just a drop. You should say, Hein Om Levodud. If you are a nation that lives alone, Yishkon, I will live with you, the Rabbeinu Shom says. Uvagoyim. But if you're going to be by the Goyim, Lo Yischashev, by me, you're not considered important.
Right.
Just a small thing. So therefore, that's the thing. But that's not what we need. Let's see the Rashi. Ki Rosh Mitzurim Erenu. Rashi. Ani Mistakel Bereshisam. I look at the very beginning. Ubitchila Shiroshayim. And the foundation. In the foundation. In its very foundation. I see them to be very, with strong foundations. Kitsurim, like rocks. V'givos alolu, how? Al yedei ovis v'imohos. So the ovis and the imohos are the foundations of that are rocks. And everything comes from them. Now, what exactly are we supposed to understand? Now, they are the rocks. How is that supposed to work? So, let's look. We have to understand what is the connection between Rachel and Leah, and Rachel and Leah in relationship to Yaakov. So, let's start. We know at the end of Rus, at the very end of Rus, so now Boaz is going to marry Rus. And what do they want to tell her? He says, look at Pasuk Yud Aleph. The Yomru Kol Om Asher Bashar, all the people said, who's a Canaan? Edom. Yopru Edom. Yitain Hashem Asisha Boel Beisecha, Kerochel Uchaleya Asher Bonu Shteyem as Beis Yisrael. She should be like Rachel and Leah that built, both of them built Beis Yisrael. So Rachel and Leah are builders. But wait a second. Boaz is from Leah. So what in the world are they saying here? Rachel and Leah. It should have been Leah and Rachel. He himself is there from Leah. Not Rachel. So who should have been listed first? Leah, not Rachel. Comes along Rashi. Afal pi shehoyu mishevet Yehuda umibnei Leah modim heim. They admit al Rachel shehoyse ikra shel bayis. The main wife of Yaakov is Rachel. And that's the way it was originally supposed to be. And that's the way it's always. And that's what he says, Ikra Shobayis, Vigdimu. And that's why they themselves list Rachel before Leah. Because they know that Leah is not the main one. Rachel is the main one. So then what is this relationship? What is it? So if we go a little further, it's something that you have to... You see that over here when it lists Binan Posigutes Binay Rochel Ashes Yaakov Yosef Binyamin. See the Posig? Very interesting Posig. What does it say? It's listing all of them. And what does it say here? It says Binay Rochel Ashes Yaakov. What do you mean? Leah wasn't Ashes Yaakov? So Rashi right away notes, Uvachulim Lanem Abayim Eishas. It doesn't say Eishas. Elishoy say Ikra Shabayis. She is the main one of the house. And that's why the Pasuk goes out of its way to tell us, Eishas Yaakov. But yet they're together. and yet she is the Iker, or the Eishes, the Iker Abayis. In fact, if you look in the Zohar, the way the Zohar says it, the Zohar says, if you look on the left-hand side, Kuf Mem Zayin, it's marked, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Aleya, Rebbe Lezer Posach, Moshivi Akeres Abayis, Aim Abonim Smecha Aleluka. Moshivi Akeres Abayis, who's that? Zuhi Rachel. She Ikres Abayis. Aim Abonim Zuhi Leia. She Lida Sheish Bonim Ubasach. So therefore, when we say in Hallel, Moshivi Akeres Abayis, now really, what's the pshat in Hallel? David HaMelech says, what does he say? That what? You brought me, me'ashpas yorim evyon, lo'ishivi, im nedivi amol. You made me sit with the princes of your nation. And what happened? Moshivi, you gave me the ability to sit, what? All the nations together. What nations? That you put together what? Akeres Habayis and the Eim Abonim, and they're together and they're Semecha Haleluka. That's why Rav Huttner was very, very makpid that you should keep the two, even though in Chazonis it's better broken, right? Because what do we say? Meshivi Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim Semecha Haleluka. That sounds better in Chazonis. But that's not the pshat. In pshat it goes together. Meshivi, you sat me, and what did you give me? Akeres Habayis and what? Eim Abonim live together b'simcha. So you shouldn't break them in half. That the whole word is that it's together. So it should be Meshivi, Akeres Habayis, Eim Abonim, Simecha, and they're all happy. Hallelujah. But we see here that they have this relationship. Now we start to begin to understand this. This is a very key medrash for us to begin to understand. Leia tofsa plach hoido. The medrash tells us Leia took on the idea of hoido. And we have to know what hoido means yet. Push it, we mean hoido means thanks. But we need to understand that. Va'omdu hoimena bali hoido. And people of thanks came out. Yehuda vayake Yehuda vayom et sodka mimeni. David Oma. Now, where's that hodo? Sodka mimeni is the story with Tamar when she was pregnant and they were going to take her out to be killed. And all of a sudden she says, what? He says, sodka, you're right, mimeni, it's for me. I impregnated her. So, right, that doesn't sound like hodo that we would normally define as thanks. David Oma Aidul Hashem Kitov. Daniel Oma Lecha Eloka Avosi Mo'odo, I give you thanks from Shabcha Ana. Rachel, on the other hand, Tovso Plach Shtika. Her outstanding midah is Shtika. And we need to understand. They held, they hid themselves. Binyamin, Yoshua Yesh, why is he? His stone on the Urim V'Tumim is Yoshua. Why is his name the stone Yoshua? Yesh Peh. He had the mouth, and what does that mean? He knew all about the story of Yosef. The Einenu Magid. He doesn't say a word. So he has the pair, but he doesn't say it. Shaul, there's Devar HaMelucha, lo higidlo. He didn't say when he was anointed and they told him, don't say anything, he didn't say. Esther, Ein Esther Magidis Malata Vesama. So therefore, Rachel is Shtika. Leia is Hodah. Now we have to see what does that do for us. Why? What is that going to be anything? So Al Kain Korashimo Yehuda. B'chomakam Shneem Al Kain Meruba B'uchas In Vatamad Miletus. Fine. So now the Medrash tells us this Yisod. And if you look in Rabbeinu Bechai, he says it over a little bit just clearer for us. Rabbeinu Bechai says, Dor Shu Rabbeinu Zichronim Levracha, V'chiyad Hash Talav Le'yahi. Right, till now she wasn't Leah. All of a sudden, Behinehi Leah, behold, she is Leah. What do you mean, till now she wasn't Leah? She was Leah also. El Yaakov Moses Simonim L'Rachel. When they saw the pudding in Leah, my sister will be so wiped out. So what happened? And this is what we had in the Medrash. Tavsa and Leah is Hodah. Rachel Tavsa Plach Shtika because of Yisen, because of Yaakov. Now watch what he says. For 7 years, Yaakov sent presents to Rachel all the years he was working. And when the present came to the house, Lavan took it, v'nasna l'Leah, and gave it to Leah. And Rachel knew about it all 7 years. The Rachel shosekes, and Rachel doesn't say a word. L'fichach omdu kol banel, therefore all of his children, her children, balei shtika, they're quiet. She's Rei Ben Yamin, or Yodeya Ben Mechirasa, Shol Yosef Shosa, Shol Ben Beno, what does it say? V'z Devar Amuch Lohigid, that was the Medrash we just saw. And Esther, Zain Esther Magedis, Zama, but Leah is Tavsa Hodah, and that's what we saw. So therefore we see this Yisod, that Rachel is Shtika, and Leah is Hodah. Now, what does it mean?
It's a very bad light.
Very bad light. We're going to see. You're going to see. We have to understand it. We really. So, what does it mean, Hodah? Now, Hodah, usually we mean thanks. But we just saw that Yehuda is the one who gives Hodah, and yet he said, Sotka Mimani, I'm the one who impregnated Tamar. So, what does it mean? So Rav Hutna has, in a very interesting idea that needs to be talked about. Hey, Bebinyan Hamilim, when we talk about words, Shaloshin HaKodesh, Mizdamnu Lepundik Echod, we have in one in Shnei Musagim, two different ideas. Habos Chagzoka Tova, if I come and I say thank you, in Yiddish he has the danken to say thank you. Vaskama l'das atzad sheni, or if I admit to you, l'shnei ha-musagim alolu, these two ideas, yesh b'loshen ha-kodesh bitui mishutov. They have the same word. And what's that word? Hodah. Person is a modeh b'miktos. So what's that? It's a mode. So we call mode admission. And yet when I give thanks to Hashem, I'm saying Hodah. It's the exact same word. What? How could it be that the same word for thanks and the same word for admission work together? Hodah asbal din. What does that mean? Pirush haskam, I agree to the second side. Hodah alova, I give thanks for that which happened till now. So what's this thing together? Kitchunas nafsho, the makeup of a human being, tumunihi, is inherent in him, she'ifa lio smucha al shulchan atzma. Everyone wants to do it themselves. We're going to do it by myself. Every child has that, as we all go through, is that the kids will do it on their own. Mivli l'chazek l'zosu shel zulas, without the need of help from someone else. U'bishosh she'odom ma'biyas akoros tovos l'chaveiro. But when I come and I say to someone else, thank you. No saying lo tod, I say thanks. But also sha'a, at that moment, yesh kan, there is two things. Hodas baldin, that what? I admit. What am I admitting? Ki bapam azos, this time, lo also biyodo. I couldn't do it on my own. By olav l'mishtamesh, I had to use tovas chaveiro. I needed you, and that is deep in the nefesh. Is baal tovea toda is admission, and then thanks. But it's two things together. Now, if you go to the next one, he says that if you really think about it, the next paragraph above, he said, if you really look into the words in modim, that's really what we're doing. Modim anachnu loch she. If I come to you and I want to say thank you, I don't say thank you with that. I say thank you about. Thank you that you helped me. I don't come along and say thanks about. So what does it mean? Modim anachnu loch sheh. Sheh doesn't fit. No. Because the first thing is I had to admit she'atohu Hashem alikeinu. It's you are the Hashem and I needed you. I couldn't do without you. And then we come right back two lines later and say node lecha al. I give thanks al. Concerning. So the first part is I admit I needed you, and therefore I'm saying thank you concerning Chayenu Amasum Badecha, life, etc., etc. So every Hodah has in it two parts. Now we can come back and understand that when we say that what? Leah has Hodah. And in the Hodah, we saw Yehuda said, Tzodka Mimeni, part of Hodah is admission. And therefore, when Yehuda says, Tzodka Mimeni, that is Hodah. And the other part of Hodah is thanks, and that's also part of it. But the Leah is the one that has all of that. And that's in her children, and that's why Yehuda will say Tzadka, and that's called Hodah. And that's why David will say his thing, and that's also called Hodah, because that's all the makeup of Hodah. Now let's continue. The Medrash tells us, Vayizkor Elikim es Rachel. What did she remember? What did Hashem remember that He gave her a child? Shkishtikosa la'achosa, her quiet. V'shor she'inos mesleyo y'siyadas, v'shoysekes, v'yizke likim es Rachel, v'adin nosein, because she brought in the tzara. So this shtika is so big that she was worthy to get the child, that naturally she never would be able to get it, but through the shtika, through this midav shtika, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her a child and two children. That's through this midav shtika. That's how she would merit it to get it. Now let's see the next piece. The next piece is a very deep piece. It's written by Rabbi Kotler, that's how, and let's see it. Now we're starting to go deeper. Harei Yadua, it's known, Ki Rachel is Ikro Shelbayis. Rachel's the main one. Vafilu b'nei Yehuda, Mitzetzei Leah, from the children of Leah, Hoda Bezos, they admit. Kemavua b'Megillas Esther, Rachel Boaz Nevarich, Madua Hisa Rachel Ikabais. Why is Rachel Ikabais? Why is Rachel more than Leah? Yitochin Sheishlum Tzora Derech Beinyin Zeh Alpi Agdomas Delalon. Biyadua Haya Kol Echod Meha Ovos, every one of the Ovis, Av Lemido Mirchedes. They were the father to lay down a unique trait into Klal Yisrael. Avram Hoyav l'midas achesed. Yitzchok is the amud avoda. He sacrificed himself, and he's the one of tefillah. Yaakov is Torah. Ein abir shishar amidas lohayu b'cholov. It doesn't mean the others didn't have those traits. Ki Avram nema v'yishma mishmarti mitzvosei chukosei v'sorosei. So Avram kept Torah. El abir hu shekol echod me'ovitz hu av Lemidazu, he's the father. The Ike Tafkido Oyo Livnos Esamida Azu. He built this Mida, this trait, into the very makeup of the Jewish nation. Kein Yodua Sheikar Odom Ukoach Adibur. As we know that when man was created, the Pasuk tells us, Vayi Odom Lenefesh Chaya, he was living, and the Targum says there, speech. So living is speech. Beruchnis ha'odom yesh gimel chalokim. In the spiritual part of man, there's three parts: nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And these are three parts of the person. Hatorah i bechelik a ruach. That's the spirit. K'mavur begra bekama makomas. Chazal omrim al aposik omnum elam tzedek tidabrum mal nosu shel odom. What does a person do? Bolam azeh yosim atzmo ki ilim. He shouldn't talk too much. Yochel af pedivrei Torah. Maybe that's true by Torah. Talmalom and no. Torah speak tzedek tidabrum. On uroin sheiket tafkidu shel odom baolam azeh ukolach hadibur. Listen carefully. There are two commandments, two parts. One part is speak. What speaking should you do? The speaking of what? Torah. Anything else, what should you do? Quiet. Hashlilu yosem atzmo kila. Vizu umnis mamish. The chiyav is to speak. The Alshuch and the Gro bring Sheisha Yimadrega Shemira, the Iket Sivuye B'Shev Altase. Her commandments are Shev V'Altase. The Ha'ish, the man's Madrega, so is Kiyum Iket Sivuye Kum Aseh, get up and do. Zeh, that's the Teva, the nature of man and woman. Ulefi Zeh, Nitin Lazbir. Why? That's why you understand already why women are free from a mitzvah asay she'azman groma. Because the mitzvah asay of getting up and doing relate to the essence of the makeup of man. The lo sasay, to hold off, that's the woman. And that's why we have it. Good. Now, let's go to the next paragraph. Now, now I can explain to you the inyan of Rachel and Yaakov. Yaakov is Yisod Torah. And Torah is, as we said, dibur, speech. But that's not going to bring out his shleimus. Because what is a person that's shalem in this world, that's a complete being in this world, uses his ability to speak for Torah, but for everything else, is quiet. What was Rachel's mida, we said? Rachel's mida is shtika. So the mate, the proper mate for Yaakov is shtika, to make him shtika. So the proper mate for Yaakov is Rachel. Because Rachel is going to make him complete. Because Yaakov has the Torah, Rachel has the shtika, together, as a unit, they're the complete being. And that's what he says here. Vayitov Samelech Shtikas, we know, and therefore, the Eishes Yaakov and the Shiftei Ka, Shetikach Rochel, Velo Sifra Yaakov Ala Ramos, Shalom and Misad La Ramoso, she couldn't after he gave over the Simonim, and therefore we say he was Shtika. Good. And that's why, now he brings down this medrash. Now go down to the bottom. Three lines before the end, four lines. V'lochem, no, back here. V'lochem, and therefore, V'lochem, Rotzi Yaakov Lorsi says Rachel. Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. Ki yoisi ikar zivugo, because that's his main kind of mate. Vakeres Abaye, she's the foundation. Lufize Novin, you can understand my Nov, Madua Oyu Asheva Shonim Beina Yaakov. Why were the 7 years in the eyes of Yaakov so quick? Ki yom imachodim, like a few days. Ki matoris Yaakov, what did Yaakov want? He wanted lo'okim, his Beis Yisrael, to establish the Jewish home. U'b'cho yom v'yom, u'mamishekim, his Beis Yisrael, v'snanguso. And therefore, Rachel is the real mate for Yaakov. Now, let's go a little further. So here, the Maral discusses their relationship. Avobiyur inyan zeh. The Maral comes and tells us. Ki bishvil sheyoda Rachel, sheyakov roi befrat lezeh shelo yelo ishachas. Now the Maral tells a very deep point. She knew that Yaakov can't have one wife. She knew it. Imayu Yaakov isha achas yuzaro shem shteim ese shvotim bilti mechulokim. If she has only one wife, then all 12 of the shvotim will be the same. They'll all have the same similar trait. And Rachel knew that can't build the Jewish people. And that shouldn't be here. Shiyu Yisrael Echad, that they're only one type. And that's why she accepted that Leah can marry in. She knew she's the real mate. And she's the one who should get it. Yodagam came, but she knew she and Yaakov Roy Shilo Acha Visha Achas Bilvad. Lakach Kibla Dovazeba Ava She Ain Olam Roy Lakach. And that's what Hashem says, Chai Vitayom. So therefore, she was willing, and therefore, that's why Rachel is the one who's Mavakesh Rachamim, because she gave up everything, knowing it's the benefit of Yaakov Avinu. Yeah? So we begin to see already in our much deeper point about Rachel.
The benefit of
Yaakov
or the benefit of Klal Yisrael?
Well, which is Klal Yisrael. Okay. Yaakov, which is Klal Yisrael, because that's what he's building.
But that still doesn't help Leah.
Right, right. I see you're going to stand up, right? Okay, we're getting there. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Vayigash Elov Yehuda. Echod ve'echod yigoshu. This that it says in the Pasuk that Yehuda came close to Yosef. Don't think it's just a happening, a one-time happening. Ze Yehuda ve'Yosef. Ve'ruach lo yavo b'neihem elu shvotim. And when is that going to be? We had a few weeks ago, and we know that we come across it again, that the Novi speaks that you should take two pieces of wood, write on one of them Yehuda, and on one of them you'll write Yosef, and you put the two together, because Yehuda and Yosef must be together. And when it says, Vayigash, Elov, Yehuda, Yehuda came to Yosef, that's the Maisa of his Simon Labonim, of what's going to be La'osid Lovo. Look at the bottom in the Rashash. Echod ve'echod yigoshu. Ulay samach hamedrash ahod deksiv kach lecha eitz echod v'kosev olov la Yehuda v'lakach eitz echod v'kosev olov la Yosef v'korev echod el echod, and the whole nevuah over there. That's what it is. Vayigash elov Yehuda. Yehuda and Yosef have to be. Now what Yehuda, as we understand, is from the foundations of Leah, and Yosef is the main one of Rachel. They got to get together. Why? What's so important? The next you find a piece from the Gra, a very, very important piece. Let's see it slowly. Kemo sheksuva yesholosh mine psolos. There are three types of psolos of nothingness: Motz, Tevin, and Subim. Came be Yisrael shnim shulatua. Good. So the three types of psula shaim. Now watch closely. Yishmael, Esav, and the Erev Rav. Erev Rav, we know, are the people that came out with Mitzrayim with the Jewish people. Until today, they're the ones causing problems in Klal Yisrael. V'neged Avram v'Yitzchak shemehem yotzu Esav v'Yishmael. We know, we've discussed this, that the psoles of Avraham is thrown off into Yishmael. And the psoles, the nothingness, the that which doesn't count, isn't important, is thrown off of Yitzchak into Esav. Yavo shnei meshichim. Careful. The two meshichim are going to come. Who are them? Meshiach ben Yosef and Meshiach ben David. Oh, wait. So now we have Yosef and David, which is Yehuda, the two Mashiachs. Ve'im yivoruru es Yisrael mimotz. They're going to take care of it all. And they're going to get rid of the whole thing. So now we understand there are two beings, and we are going to have Mashiach ben David coming from Yehuda, coming from Leah, who's going to take care of one. And we're going to have Mashiach ben Yosef, who comes from Rachel, who's going to take care of the other problem. And that's how we're going to get the Geula. So we're now seeing what Rachel and Leah are producing, the two Mashiachim, that are going to take care of Klal Yisrael. Let's understand. We're nowhere near there yet.
What are the two problems?
Let's see. We're getting it. Now here's a piece that's from the Gra. It's a very deep piece, and we can only understand parts of it. Maybe you, I can only understand a few parts, so we're going to learn them together. Ki avos heim odom. Ki yodua. Odom, they are odom. The Esav and Yishmael. Do we got it? Yeah? Okay. Esav and Yishmael, heim yimina usmola. One's yimin, and one's small. Ki yodua, shor v'chamor.
Right, yimin and small of an odom.
Let's see. Ki yodua, shor v'chamor. Esav, shor, parim abirim, and Yishmael, shvu lachem po im achamor, am adomer lechamor. So in Shomayim, the shor and chamor. Who's the shor? Shor is Esav. Who's the chamor? Yishmael. Okay? And then we know that he comes from Eretz Mitzrayim. But now let's go a little further. If you look on it, it's a continue, it's a long piece. And he goes toward the end. V'zeh sod Mashiach ben Yosef. And now we see this is the foundation of Mashiach ben Yosef. Bechor shoro hodorlo sheyichbosh es hashor. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to take care of the shor, and we just said shor, that's whom? Esav. Who Mashiach ben David is oni verochev al hachamor. He's on the donkey. V'zehu b'chor shor k'hu b'chor v'chei Mashiach ben Yosef yukudam l'Mashiach ben David. That's why you need Mashiach ben Yosef before Mashiach ben David. And that's what he talks about. We have to see why, but that's what you have to do. So first, what you need is Mashiach ben Yosef to wipe out what? Esav? To wipe out as he said, B'chor Shorah the Esav, and then Mashiach ben David will come on Yerochev al HaChamor and take care of Yishmael. Now why does it have to be that way? Let's see. Yeah, so far we're here. That's another discussion over here. Now here you have a Medrash, and look at this Medrash, just what we just said, basically. Kach, Kishebo Avraham Avinu L'Olam. Yotzel mimenu psoles Yishmael ubnei Keturah. Bo vinu Yitzchok lomelom yotzel mimenu psoles Esav valufei Edom. Chozu lo yotzeim yotzel mimenu rishoyim kishabo Yaakov lo yotzel mimenu psoles elonoldu kolbonov ksheirim. They were all 100% like him. Shneema v'Yaakov ish tom Yosef alone. So therefore, Yaakov is this shleimus. But Yitzchok and Avraham have, let's call it psoles, they have a little of them that has to be taken care of, and that was taken off. Now, there's an unbelievable piece from Rav Kessler and what he's going to help us in this thing. Hine, right? You have it marked it. Hine la Avraham hoisa mida ikris. Avraham had a very basic point, and what was that? Chesed. Shoisa tavua b'musa. That was his makeup, and there was a mida mishnius shekono sei b'mayel ba'omlo nisyonov, and there was gevura. Yishmael, now watch please. Shalohot hutal olav ki Yitzchok. Yishmael did not take on like Yitzchok took. Hatafkid anol shavoz derech hadosh shalavodas Hashem laora yorash b'derech hateva es amido ikris shel oviv. He inherited his father's traits. Boitzalot chunetivis benimtza shechelko v'tafkido yibiyodo me'atzlamo lidei shechokolu lachesed ayidei gevura k'mo shos Avram. Avlulosakein. And what did he do? He took the midah of chesed, and instead of using it the right way, he used it the wrong way. And what happens when you'll do chesed the wrong way? Chazdol chesed shebetuma. That's znus. And therefore, Yishmael is in znus. Adayom hazeh. But that's why they have it. If you just go and you're doing chesed and you go and you get involved with everybody, it's going to end up with znus. And Esav took it out of Yitzchok. And Yitzchok, we said, is gevura. And he used gevura the wrong way. And what happens when you use gevura, go down two lines? What is that? Gaiva and Ritzicha. And that's why we find them by these people. But Yaakov Avinu had everything put together properly. So that's why that what we see that there's a tumah coming from Yishmael, that's the bad part, so to say, of chesed being used the wrong way. And when we see the Ritzicha by Esav, that's the midah of gevura being used the wrong way. Now, in the Ramchal, he tells us, we're going to have to see a few pieces of Ramchal to understand what's really going on here. Go down the second line, please. Mishom v'ola nimtza shnei meshichim ho'ela holech u'mezamein. From Yaakov, we go on, we see two meshichas. V'zekiu lokach shtei noshim. The Ramchal says he took two wives, Leah and Rachel. V'sodom, and their foundation, Penimius v'chitzonius. One as is more inside, and one is chitzonius. Umileya or yitzorech lotzeis Mashiach ben David letikun penimius. We have to remember this. And she's the one who is hodah. We have to put that together to understand that. If you're being mesakein penimius, why do you need hodah? We'll see. Umeirochel is Mashiach ben Yosef letikun achitzonius, to take care of the outside. And therefore, that is the two things. One is for Chitzonius, and one is for Penimius. What does it mean, and how does that work? Let's see. Let's go to the next, the Zogen Groh. So in the middle, the Groh says, in Zol Sabracha, V'ha'ikar ha'inyan hu al-Mashiach ben Yosef, shehu ha'rishon l'geula. The first step to redemption is Mashiach ben Yosef. L'kach ne'ma b'chor shoro Mashiach rishon. As we say in the Zohar, good. V'ashor l'smolo, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, she'otzeh l'tnatzeh hakol. He's going to come and with strength take care of all of these problems. As he goes through and he brings his proof to the whole thing. And therefore, that's the first one. Now the first one has to be Mashiach ben Yosef, but he didn't tell us why yet. But then comes Mashiach ben David. Now why is it that way? Let's go a little further. Go past the Gra. Now this, here we have a Ramban, and the Ramban is going and talking about the war with Amalek. The war with Amalek. So he says, go down to the second line in that paragraph. Second line in the paragraph. Ki Amalek Mizera Esav. He's from the children of Esav. Umimena Bo Eleinu Al Mechoma, and they started the first war. Umizaro Shel Esav Oyelono Agolus VaAchurbin Aachron. And they're the ones that we have the golus and destruction. We are in Edom. When we weaken him, like he said, we say, Yasu Eliyahu Mashiach ben Yosef im Zarom. So whatever Moshe did to have the fight with Amalek, to be the leader, not in the battle itself, but what he did to make it, and Yoshua in the actual, that's what's going to be with Mashiach ben Yosef. Now, so therefore,
Where if Esau, the era of Esau, is the last end, shouldn't then Mashiach ben Yosef then be the one? Because good, so now we have to understand a little bit deeper yet then what is Mashiach ben David doing? So in other words, simply said from what we've been saying is that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to eradicate the Ra. And Mashiach ben David is going to bring out more of the Kedusha into this world. But you can't bring it in as long as Esav's there. So you have to first eradicate Esav, because we know he's the Amalek, and he's the Koach HaTumah, and we need to get rid of it. And then we can talk about Mashiach ben David. Okay? No?
Well, then where did Yishmael fit into it? Where did you, I mean, we said,
Okay. That's so right now, the way we stand at this minute is that we find a Mahalach, which we find in many, many of the Svarim, that she, Leah, is the one who's Givhos Dor, and Rachel is Shtichvit. Now let's continue. Rav Huttner used to speak it out in the following way. Let's see. Pasuk says, Va'ani bevoi mi Padan. When I came from Padan, Mesa olai Rochel be'eretz Kenan. She died on the way, Baderech be'od kivers eretz levo efros. So Rashi says, Va'ani, and this is the way in the old Chadorim, this is how they used to say it out. And I know that you have a complaint to me that I never buried your mother in the right place. And still, I want to deal with it now. So, what? Look at the Rashi. I'm bothering you. Bury me in Eretz Kenan. Because I buried her in Beis Lechem. And I didn't take her to Maris HaMachpelah like everyone else is. And I know you have a taina to me. Why is Rachel there? Why is she there? So we know already, as Rashi himself brings a little later, because we need Rachel to be there to talk up for Klal Yisrael, as we saw in the Nevuah. She's the one who cries out. So Rachel is the one that has to be that way.
Why couldn't she?
Why couldn't she do it from Aris HaMachpelah? What? When they pass by, right? She speaks up. So therefore, we're looking to use this Ramchal. Ramchal tells us a very big yisod, and we have to see it in a number of places, and then we have to see if we can put it all together. Let's see. Nimtza she'erech beis bechinas. There are two types. And he brings it in his lashon. Now let's go down a few lines so we can see it in lashon that we can understand. Four lines down. Da. Ki shtei anogas shezacharnu husod eima v'nukba. Veheim atzmam leya v'rochel. Pirish inyan. What does it mean? One is... So you go down two more lines. He says the two bechinas is one penimius and one is chitzonius. Let's understand. If we look at Rachel and Leah, we see that one is very hidden and one is in the open. Leah, how does she come into the house of Yaakov? Hidden. How does Rachel come into the house of Yaakov? Open. We find two stories, and that's what we see. One is Yehuda and with Tamar, and one is Yosef with Eishes Potiphar. And the Gemara in Sota goes through as a very strong correlation between the two, which is not for tonight. But what happens? Yosef, what does it say? Yosef is what? He's about to live with her. And what happens? Yaakov Avinu appears and says to him, if you will live with this woman, what's going to be? You won't be on the ephod. And what happens? He breaks away and runs out of the door, and everybody knows the whole story. What happened to Yehuda? Yehuda's with Tamar, and Yehuda lives with Tamar, and he's on the ephod. He's on the whole thing. And not only that, you see here it says, Vayaki Yehuda Vayomet Tzodke Mimeni, he admitted, and if you look in the Gemara, you have a Gemara, two Gemaras, one's a Gemara in Sota. The Gemara in Sota says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Meir, Sheshov Kashal Eisono, and what happens? The Sheikh Vazera came out, but what happened? Because Yaakov told him, you won't be on the Eifod. And yet, when it came to Yehuda, it's a totally different approach. And you see from the Gemara Makkos, the Gemara Makkos tells us, V'ayake Yehuda v'yom etzodke mimeni, mino yoda, how did anybody know? V'lma ki eichid ozal iyu l'gabo, ozal nami yina shachrina, l'gabo, just like he lived with her, maybe someone else lived with her. Comes the Gemara, yotza basko. Basco came out and says, Mimeni Yotsu Kivushim. From me, Hashem says, came those hidden things. This is the way it's supposed to be. So Yehuda is hidden. Yosef's in the open. Yehuda is from Leah. Yosef is from Rachel. You will see throughout Chumash, all that has to do with Leah is hidden. And things that have to do with Rachel are in the open. And he said, for example, Ruth used to say, think about it. When they had Mishkan in Shiloh, and Shiloh was whose per thing? Yosef. And what's the halacha about? What's the halacha? One second. What's the halacha about Shiloh? What's the halacha? Where do you eat Trumas Maisus and Kochim? You can eat it where?
Anywhere.
Kol Araya, anywhere you want. Right? And what about the Kodesh Kadoshim? And what about in Yushalayim? Which is from David, who made it with Shlomo, who is from?
Rachel.
Who is from?
Leah.
And where is it? Only? Inside the walls.
But isn't Yerushalayim in Binyamin?
Part and part. The Binyamin's a different thing altogether. It's part and part. And that's Binyamin only because he was a Mishtachle. It's bigger than Yehuda. And he wants that part. It's a whole discussion about Binyamin's part. But Bikit belongs to Yehuda. So just in other words, so when we talk about Mishkan Shiloh, it's open. Why? Why? Because she's from, Yosef is from Rachel, it's open. And when it's talking about Beis HaMikdash, David HaMelech, Yehuda, it's inside the walls. That's the whole Mahalach. And therefore you'll see throughout the whole deal that whenever you go through it, you'll see that's how it goes. Rachel and Leah. Now, let's try and see if we can put everything together. Right. So what does it say there? Medrash says that she was supposed to be... That's the whole Tain on Dina. Why wasn't she with Sanua? So what does Medrash say? It was supposed to be another Zacha. Except that what? Dina Leia Davind, if it's a Zacha, then Rachel will not be equal to the Shvachos. So therefore, what's Dina's makeup? Leia. And what's Leia's makeup in the relationship when it comes to the Zacha? To be a lot? To do what? So here we have Dina is a very difficult problem here. Dina is going out, and that's not Leah, and we have a very big problem. Therefore, the Midrashim are working. What is Dina? Where's Dina? How does Dina fit in here?
Rashi say that Juliet's son is like her mother.
Yeah, but now you have to understand what that means, because we see that that's not the Mida of Leah, really. And that's why all the Mefarshei Rashi are working on it over there. Okay. Let's see and try and put it together. I was thinking about this for the last few days. And this morning I was talking to Rabbi Lapyansky about it. And then he came back to me and he said, there's a piece from Reb Tzadik. And he told me over the piece of Reb Tzadik, I mamish told him, I shouldn't say Tachlin today. Because in my machshava, this is mamish the machshava I was going to say. And he said, Reb Tzadik, now at least I know that something I said is right. Reb Tzadik said it. What is the machshava? Let's see what he says. Go down four lines down in Reb Tzadik. Mm-hmm. Pirish, logila b'maisa aniglis hachocham hachochma shebemocha. He didn't reveal show that which chochma that he had. Why? Because Shaul, we said, is from who? Shaul is from Binyamin. Mm. And Binyamin's Mida is from Le Rachel. And we saw in the Medrash that it's Shtika. Now let's understand. The more open something is, or in English we say, action speaks louder than words. So the more open something is, the less you have to say. So Rachel, her whole avoda is in the open. And therefore, her mida is shtika. Because she need not say, her actions speak about it. And therefore, it's bagolui. Leah is betzina. It's inside. That which is inside and hidden... So what do you have to do to be able to understand what's doing in the hidden inside? You have to express it out. So Leia is the one that what is the Hoidah, whether it's the Baldin or the thanks, but that comes because she is Betzina inside. Whereas Rachel, on the other hand, is outside, so therefore, Shtika. We have... So the two Mahalchim are not contradictory. They're two Mahalchim that really belong together. That these are the Mahalach. And therefore, we come from, what comes from them? Mashiach ben Yosef is going to take care of a certain amount of the problem. And Mashiach ben David can do the job after Mashiach ben Yosef. And that's why the Yaakov had to have these two women. Because these two, with their midas, are put into the very being, which makes up Klal Yisrael, which therefore gives us this ability to bring out these tremendous midas in different shvatim, which therefore is really the completeness of Toiv, but we need to eradicate the Ra. And each one, Rochel's will do theirs, and Leah will do theirs, and through them will wipe out the Ra, and the Toiv can come out in all its glory. And that's what Reb Tzadik is saying here. If you have a chance, you could read it. If you go down a few more lines, Ayinu D'Shem HaTzorach L'Shtika V'Tznika Tznias is Hagdoris Yiseris, which is not Masha'in Kein Leah. Leah is Miskasa, it's covered, and everything in Pirish, she's good. Therefore, you have to say things out. And that's why David HaMelech is the Mezameh. He's the biggest singer that there is, because David is all from Leah. Right? And therefore, that's how it works. And the Panemius comes out. Whereas everyone but the Shaul, right? Shaul didn't say, because Shaul is from Rachel. And where everything that you're going to go, you put the thing together, you'll see that these two emos put into Klal Yisrael, these midas, and that's why we needed both of them, because they are the ones that are bone Klal Yisrael, as we saw before in Chazal. They're the bainim of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop. Don't worry, I'm also. So don't worry, I'm good company. Yeah, go ahead, I'm with you.
I just want to say, the whole story of Yosef seems to be a very very hidden, not an open thing at all. I mean, his identity is concealed from his brothers, and yet he's the son of Rachel.
Well, but why is he bachutz when he does the maaser with Eishes Potiphar? Why did he run bachutz? He should have hid somewhere in the building. So that's what Chazal tell us. He went bachutz because that's the teva of that of Rachel. Right? There are things there, you know, that need a lot of attention. Still a huge discussion on many, many things that have to do with Rachel and have to do with Leah, have to do with many things throughout the history of Chazal. So these are yesoidis that we need to know to understand how things work in Rachel and Leah.